Of all of the Avot, Yitzchak is the most enigmatic. It's the one who we know really the least about, not that we know that much about any of them, when you think about the hundreds of years each one of them lived, or the excess of 100 years each one of them lived. Yitzchak lives 180 years, for example. And how many stories does the Torah tell us about Yitzchak? Three or four. And in all of them, Yitzchak, just about, with one exception, which we'll talk about now, Yitzchak is the supporting actor. And even in the story of his own marriage, Yitzchak doesn't choose Rivka. Eliezer, or the Eved, chooses Rivka for him. In the when the children are born and the question of the Bechora, it's Yaakov and Esav. When it comes even to the Brachot, which we're going to be reading about in the end of, towards the end of the Parsha, and Yitzchak is tricked by Rivka and Yaakov, thinking that he's giving the Bracha to Esav, when in reality he's giving the Bracha to Yaakov. And the one story in which Yitzchak plays not just a supporting role, but a leading role, is in this the Aliyah in Shlishi. And here, Yitzchak goes and digs the wells that had been filled, the wells that Abraham had dug. Kol ha-be'erot asher chafru abdei aviv v'imei Abraham aviv sitimum plishtim. All of the wells that had been dug during the days of Abraham had been filled by the plishtim v'imalum afar, and they had been filled with dirt. And at that point, Avimelech sends Yitzchak away and says, Lech me'imanu, go away from us, ki atzamta mimenu ma'od. And because you have grown too powerful. And Yitzchak goes from well to well, digging these wells, and each time he digs the well, so the plishtim come and force him away, until finally, at the end of the Aliyah, the fourth well, Rechovot, so there, Vayikra Shema Rechovot, Vayomer Ki Ata Hirchiv Hashem Lanu Farinu Va'aretz. Because now God has expanded our hold on the land, and then we stay. And then in the beginning of Revi, he moves again to Be'er Sheva. What's going on? The Nitziv, I want to take two different ways of looking at it very quickly. The Nitziv views this as a paradigm, because perhaps it's the only case where Yitzchak, in the 180 years of his life, where we get a glimpse of who Yitzchak was. So here the Nitziv says that this is a paradigm for the Jew in the diaspora. As you know, the 400 years that had been promised Abraham in the Brit Ben HaBetarim, those 400 years. So in Mitzrayim, the Jews were only in Mitzrayim a little bit more than 200 years, 210 years according to our Mesorah. But if you do the math in the Psukim, you see it can't be more than about that. And where does 400 years come from? So it comes from the birth of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, even though he's in Eretz Yisrael, he's a ger. He is not in control of the land. And what happens to the Jew in the diaspora? And the Jew has success. He goes from place to place. Vayi lo mikneh tzonu mikneh vakar v'avudah rabah v'yikanu oto plishtim. He has possessions, he is successful, he has wealth, and the plishtim, the locals, are jealous of him. And that's when Avimelech says to Yitzchak, Lech meitanu, go away, ki yatzavnu mimenu. You've become too powerful. And that's the story of the Jew going from well to well, being successful wherever he goes, and never really finding peace. Always being driven from place to place. So that's on one level. But there's another level. And that is that the metaphor of the well. Why is it specifically wells and water that the fights are all about? So of course you could say that it's simply because they're living in a desert climate and water is so important. Chazal looked at these wells and saw symbolism. Midrash Rabbah so points out that there are four wells, and it says Keneged Arba Digle. This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Simon, says there are four sides of the flanks of the camp in the desert. But the Chachamim disagree, and they say really there's a fifth well, because in that well there's the different names go through the Aliyah. You'll see what I mean. There are four named wells, and it says, and they dug a Be'er Mayim Chayim Keneged Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Moreover, what does it mean by Yisatmum Plishtim? The Midrash says that the Plishtim closed the wells of Avraham. Avraham stood for morality. Avraham stood for the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Avraham stood for a concept of being Megayer Anashim. And that's what the Plishtim couldn't abide by. As soon as Avraham left the scene, Vayisatmum Plishtim, the Plishtim closed the wells. Each one of the wells, each one of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, so people try to seal. And the Jew has to go from place to place with his moral lessons, not with the physical accomplishments that the Netziv spoke about, but with the moral lessons. And this too, I would argue, for Yitzchak is one of Geirut, one of moving from place to place, preaching your morals, knowing that you are not totally at home, that you're the foreigner. But there is an added level, and this applies to both the Netziv's approach and the Midrash's approach. Yitzchak, even though he was in Eretz Yisrael, was a ger. Yitzchak didn't control the land. The Plishtim controlled the land. Yitzchak, whether it's a question of acquiring his possessions and his wealth, whether it's a question of building a civil society, whether it's a question of building a moral society, Yitzchak was the ger. He was at a disadvantage. He had to move. The Plishtim could seal his well. We are not in that position. We can build a society surrounded by our Plishtim. And they're still called Plishtim. We're surrounded and they try to seal our wells. Yes. But we don't have to move. We can keep our wells going, whether it's our civil success, our social success, and build upon that, or even more importantly, and I would dare say that it's the underpinnings of all of the successes that we talk about in this state, that we make this a truly moral society, a society which is based on our five wells, our Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And if we're able to do that, so then no one will be able to seal those wells. Have a wonderful day.